frequently said in poetry classes that one of the reasons that most people aren't interested in poetry is that a lot of poetry is about the subject of writing poetry, therefore only people who practice it are interested. But I think that there's something to be investigated in that truth that's more real, and that is, when we use the term poet about somebody, we mean something more than that he writes verse. We usually mean that he's a man who lives with a kind of commitment and purpose. And when we use the adjective poetic, we usually mean that that's something that's as important and as beautiful as anything in life can be, poetic. And so I think it's very reasonable that in those simple terms, when people are talking about poetry or the creation of it, perhaps what they're talking about is life and trying to find that commitment and beauty in living one's life. This is all by way of, not apology, but self-consciousness about this poem, which is about writing poetry. It's called With Words, and I guess the only thing I can say is that I see my poetry is a kind of metaphor for my life and vice versa. And this poem somewhat explains why I write the kind of poetry I write. With Words for Tony. Poems come from incomplete knowledge, from the sense of seeing an unfinished steel bridge that you'd like to walk across, your imaginary footprints floating like pieces of paper where the metal ends on the cold water far below. Or the moon disappearing behind a cloud just when you could almost see the face of the man standing next to you in the olive tree. And consequently, I write about those whose hands I've touched once, trying to remember which fingers had the rings on them, speculating from a few words what the dialogue of a lifetime would have been, making the facts up out of the clouds of breath we release on a winter night. How can I then make a poem for you whose skillful hands could make expert blueprints of all my bones? There's no need for a bridge between us. We sleep on the same side of the bed. Your mustache inherited from some stealthy Cossack who kissed your great-great-great-grandmother and slid his icy cuff between her warm legs one night is no mystery to me. I can relive its history, drawing lines all over my body. I have no questions either about the powerful legs, arms, back, or the quick mind which leads the body around on a leash. Forgive me, then, if the poems I write are about the fragments, the broken bridges and unlit fences in my life. For the poet, the poem is not the measure of his love. It is the measure of all he's lost or never seen, or what has no life unless he gives it life with words. Actually, I frequently get asked the question, why do I write poems about the sad things in life much more than I do about the pleasures and joy? And I suppose simply because I think that what is important to talk about is trying to solve the problems of life and trying to find some joy and some beauty in what's ugly and what you can possibly change by a series of considerations.